So this summer, we've been taking some time to explore different questions and topics that you have asked Pastor Tom and I to preach on, and he's on vacation this week, so he didn't get to talk about this one. But this week, we are going to talk about the Holy Spirit. And lately, we've been spending a lot of time talking about evil and why bad things happen in the world around us. And so I want to switch gears a little bit today and talk about some of the more happy things, right? Talk about the good things that happen. Someone asked the question, how do we conceptualize the Holy Spirit? How can we make sense of the Holy Spirit? Well, we talk a lot about the Holy Spirit in church. The Holy Spirit is that thing that on the day of Pentecost, when everyone was gathered in a room, the Holy Spirit descended upon them, and they started all speaking in different languages, yet everyone could understand each other. And someone in the room made the comment, oh, are they drunk? It's only 10 o'clock in the morning. The Holy Spirit is the thing that causes people from the outside, which would appear to do some pretty strange things. But the Holy Spirit is also piece of what we receive when we come forward for holy baptism. Along with God's promise of forgiveness, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is just one of the ways in which we try to explain how God works in and through us in this world. Now, it's true, the Holy Spirit used to be called the Holy Ghost. It used to be called the Holy Ghost. And somewhere along the line, the church changed the name of it because it was scaring people. It's a true story. That's really the reason why they changed it. They also thought that calling it a ghost kind of narrowed the depth of the Holy Spirit's potential. It sort of put it into a box of this is the only thing the Holy Spirit can do. And that's not true. While the Holy Spirit is certainly not frightening, it is something, though, that catches our attention, or at least it should catch our attention. But we really can't tell you what the Holy Spirit is. We can point to biblical stories that share the idea of the Holy Spirit, but just like we talk about God and Jesus simply being, so too, the Holy Spirit just is. It's always with us. We can't describe it with sight or touch. It's just there. I hope you all weren't looking for a better answer. But as I was thinking about how we witness the Holy Spirit in our lives, it occurred to me that we don't always realize the Holy Spirit is at work, right? It's easy to blame God when bad things happen, but it's not quite so easy to give God credit when the good things happen. But those neat coincidences that happen in our lives are credit to God, right? Coincidences, or growing up, the word was coinkydinks. Anyone else? Coinkydinks? Random series of events, happenstance. Instead of calling these things coincidences, maybe we should call them God moments or Holy Spirit moments, because that's truly what they are. For example, it wasn't just a coincidence that I met my husband and we got married. That was a God moment, right? Or how about this? What a really convenient coincidence that a few months ago, a pastor from the Appleton area contacted me and asked if I would do a wedding for some members from their congregation who are getting married in Milwaukee, right? It's convenient, location, sure, okay. Well, it just so happens that recently they've moved to Menominee Falls, right? Oh, that's a nice little coincidence. No, that's a God moment, right? Those connections that we make, those are Holy Spirit moments. And in the life of Christians, as our 2 Corinthians reading talked about, in the life of spiritual people, we are spiritual people who believe that God works in many and various ways. We have to admit that coincidences are not really coincidences, right? They're not just random causes of nature. They're not just strange things that seem to happen. Those moments are God. God working in us and through us by the work of the Holy Spirit. It just so happens that we have a gentleman in our congregation here who has a refrigerated storage unit and a big truck who likes to drive things out to Pine Ridge, right? Coincidence? No. Is it a coincidence that we have several people who like to cook meals and plan meals for many of our ministry partners in the city of Milwaukee? No. Is it a coincidence that we have several women from the congregation who are crafty and good at quilting? No. Is it a coincidence that we have all of these amazing middle school and high school youth who can come together for a week in the summer and lead and teach and energize the younger children of the congregation, learning God's love? No. Those are God moments. Those are gifts that the Holy Spirit has given to us to share and to be used, right? As much as I'd like to tell you that we coordinate everything to a T here in worship, that's not the case. The Holy Spirit is making way more connections than we could ever plan for, even in this hour of worship, right? Now, sometimes the Holy Spirit is working at providing resources and opportunities for us. Other times the Holy Spirit is busy using us to be the resources and those opportunities to share God's love. Most of the time, though, we don't realize the Holy Spirit's work until well after the fact, right? And we do have to be careful. I do want to be clear that these Holy Spirit moments is not, we can't confuse that with God making things work in our favor, right? Okay, so for example, I was at a funeral a few weeks back, right? And when I got there, there was a granddaughter of the woman who had died who was sharing with me some great advice for some things that were going on in my family at home, right? It was a Holy Spirit moment. The connection was made, that advice was shared, what she said resonated with me, and I needed to hear that. But that's not to say that the funeral happened, that someone died, just so that I could hear something that I needed to hear, right? The Holy Spirit helps us through those other things that are going on in life, right? We've talked about the bad things that just happen, right? The Holy Spirit is there to help us through it, to help us know and feel and understand God's presence among those times. As our gospel reading said, the Holy Spirit is our advocate that God sends so that we can learn God's word and be reminded about God's love and grace in every moment of our lives, the good and the bad, right? As often as I would also like to tell you that I just know the right words to say in any given situation, that's not true, right? That's the Holy Spirit. And as often as I sit each week trying to put together cohesive words to give some sort of sermon, that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the thing that comes and takes the words that are coming out of my mouth and puts them in your hearts so that you can hear God speaking to you in whatever situation you're sitting in that you need to hear. And hopefully, you're hearing the Holy Spirit in your hearts. So the next time you come across one of those cutesy coinkidink moments, remember that it's not just a random occurrence of events, right? It's God. It's God shining God's presence, God's love, God's grace into your life, right? It's the Holy Spirit helping you to realize that God is there actively living among you, calling you to various works and opportunities so that you can spread God's love, so that you can shine God's grace and mercy into the world. It's a great wonder to sit back and look at those moments that we think are coincidences and realize that it's God working in our hearts. Amen.